So I'm going to start by introducing the team here, and we've got some pictures of them. This is Angie. You guys are all probably know Angie. This is April, and I'm really proud of April because she ate that fish. That is a fish, if you couldn't tell. Becky Jo, you guys all know Becky Jo. There we go. I had about 150 pictures to choose from of her because she's just like that everywhere she goes. And it's fantastic. Who's next, Steve? Sorry. Oh, Danielle. And I really thought that kid was going to be in the suitcase when we got back. But and there's our Alicia over here. Oh, you could, that guy. There's Jay. He would do our devotions in the morning when we would eat breakfast with pink glasses. And Jerry, where's Jerry? Is Jerry back there? And our Jerry Coronado, he delivered our sermon for us. Did a fantastic job. Linda, first time on a motorcycle. Really? It was Dawn's birthday while we were there. And so here's our birthday celebration with Mary and Dawn. And there's our Teresa sitting on the floor. Not supposed to do that. All right. So for those of you who are completely geographically challenged like I am, I don't know where Cambodia was either. It's right by Thailand, Laos, Vietnam. A few facts up there. About 14 million people. 60s was really its heyday. I guess if you got married in Asia anywhere in the 60s, that's where you would go for your honeymoon because it was beautiful. 70s, the genocide lost 40% of the population. And then all the way up until 1997, there was really a lot of fighting still going on in the cities over what form of communism was going to rule, whether it was going to be China or Russia. So Cambodia, I mean, it's a devout Buddhist nation. There's like over 3,000 gods to worship there. Maybe the word appease is better. It's a beautiful country, but, you know, even as you enjoy how beautiful it is, you see the dark side everywhere you go. Yeah, it's gorgeous like that. But everywhere you go in front of our hotels and stuff, you'll see these shrines to all their gods, things like that. And so you'll see food on them because they have to feed their dead. There's just so much idol worship there. It's amazing. So we were invited there by Chris and Mary Ann. These are two full-time missionaries who have been there for 15 years, I think, now. They've planted several churches, done lots of things. They invited us there to do our regular teacher training program with all the children's ministry teachers from several churches there. And they kind of warned us before we started the teaching that churches there, they don't really work together. They're pretty separatist. They don't get along real well. So to kind of expect that a little bit. And we were pretty pleased when we had about 100 teachers show up. And there they are during the training. You know, and at first we thought, man, they brought all their kids, you know. But what we learned was that the kids are the ones teaching the other kids there. They all run the children's ministry. They all do the classes. And the kids were just dying to come. They were quite excited to learn more about reaching the kids for Christ. So they were from like 12 years old maybe up to middle-aged people. There they are after making their sock puppets. So our first day of training when we really started, like, I remember Teresa came up to me and she's like, man, you can just feel the division in this room. Like, there was five or six churches there represented and it was, like, tense. You know, it was, they weren't all, you know, talking to each other and socializing and bonding. It was just pretty tense. But by the end, they were starting to learn to work together. Here they are starting to do. These are kids from lots of different churches there doing the rowboat story that Linda and Becky were teaching. And really, it was Becky Jo. You can slow down for a second. It was Becky Jo. I mean, you guys know Becky Jo. She broke down that division in the room by the end of the first day. And her and Linda really had all those churches working together quite well. And there was a lot of fellowship going on between them. And it was really, really encouraging to see that. We even received comments from a lot of the people there how it was the first time they'd ever seen the churches actually interact together and work together. So we were pretty excited about that. So at the end of the training, we had all these volunteers here that went out to help us do the Vacation Bible School, which was in the village there. And these were the girls here. And I'll get back on my script here. they actually, these girls here, Mary, who's not here, and April kind of kidnapped them, really, and took them everywhere we went. In fact, they took us shopping, and they helped us get tuk-tuks, which are little things we traveled around in. They really were kind of our right-hand people there. They kept us going there. Mostly the shopping was what they really did. But these girls were amazing to watch them just be a light for Christ in a Buddhist nation because, I mean, it is such a dark land with all the idol worship. And these girls, everywhere they went, I mean, they were witnessing to our bus driver, reading him the tracks, I mean, answering his questions. And, I mean, all the other girls that were hanging around them were all girls that they had led to Christ themselves. And so it was just beautiful to watch them shine their light for Christ in that nation. It's, I think it's like 3% Christian in Cambodia, so that was an amazing thing to see. So we also made a friend and a guy named TR. And TR, we found right away, was an amazing translator because he spends lots of time with missionaries that are from the West. In fact, he even knew our slang. Like, he knew what the short bus was. He just has one of those personalities that everybody's just drawn right to him, and he's such a joy to be around. So we quickly graduated him to translator, and I invited him to the hotel one night and found out that he's an amazing guitar player, and in spite of never having owned one, he leads worship for about a church service during the week of about 200 people, and does an amazing job. Great singer, great guitar player. Luckily, I think we were able to leave him with that one. So there he is. He was quite excited about it. He's speechless, actually. So that was TR. So at the conclusion of our training, we went out to the slums, basically, where we did the Vacation Bible School. And these were a lot of the teachers that we had trained the week before that volunteered to help us. And I think they were even shocked at the poverty of the slums. They had never really even been out there before. This is kind of the entrance. This is the gateway to the slums. And it wasn't uncommon to see these little shanties. They're all built over the sewers because that's public land, so you're allowed to build on top of the sewers. Yeah, the kids, you know, like as you sit on your floor, I mean, you can literally watch the sewage go by under your floor just like that. And I know Mary, our nurse, Mary, was with us, and she was shocked every time she saw the kids wading, you know, through this to get to the other side of it. She was like, they're going to have typhoid and, you know, every imaginable thing, which we learned is pretty much the circle of life in Cambodia. You get typhoid in the slums and you suffer and then that's it. So it was good to bring some hope into there with Christ. Where am I, Steve? I'm past that. I only have about...
$1 a day as we pulled up the
road. Oh, yeah. We did have... Very nice. So we pull into the slums. We pull into the slums and this is what we see. We've got 800 kids or so ready to go learning all about the gospel. And I got to tell you, I mean, I think everybody in the group just, you know, this overwhelming, like, wow, look at all these kids. And it was just so awesome to be able to share with them all week long the gospel. I mean, we started with creation and, you know, we went all the way through salvation. And here they are coming. I mean, it's just, it was amazing to just get this many kids in attendance. So we had this is on our Thursday, the day we do our altar call. And one of this is an arm chopper that you stick in. And you can see we got one of the girls there to volunteer. And she wasn't too sure about it. But we were setting up the whole theme of salvation. And we were also setting up the theme of a sacrifice. And the kids didn't really understand sacrifice, so we did it with this arm chopper. Well, Linda rushed in to be the sacrifice for that little girl. And then they understood it. And that was the kids when they were watching that arm chopper. They were like, oh, my gosh. They were serious. Yeah, there they are. They're like, no, you're going to cut her arm off, you know? And then Linda came in. And so at the end of that, we're not allowed to pray outdoors with the kids. We're not allowed to proselytize, basically, in this land. And so Jay and I devised a scheme here where we proselytize a puppet. We figure, well, that's kind of pushing the limits, but we're going to go with it. And so we showed the process of how to accept Christ into your heart with the puppet. And then we invited them all into the church. And I got to tell you, that church is smaller than this room. And I mean, it was like a loaves and fishes thing. They just kept going in. We were thinking, well, okay, we're going to divide all these kids up and we'll do them in groups. They just kept going in. And I don't know how they got in there. I mean, it was just amazing. We had about 300 kids in there. And I mean, you could see lots of them just tears in their eyes as they were praying. And lots of us were standing out. Oh, that's a nice small picture. It's a thumbnail. Lots of us were standing around outside just praying. And I got to tell you, I mean, just the goosebumps and the chills. I mean, everybody was just, you know, during the praying. Because you could hear all the kids in there praying in their native tongue. And it was amazing to see. So that brings us to about our last day here. This is most of our group. Actually, this is all of our group and a couple of our Cambodian helpers. And that's it. That's pretty much the facts of this trip. And so I just want to thank you guys for the support getting us there. I know a lot of you guys were involved in cutting out all the crafts and all the things that we did and support. And I mean, we can't do it without everybody back here helping us and praying for us. So we really appreciate that.